Welcome to the Hacker News Recap, where we bring you an exclusive overview of the top 10 posts on Hacker News every day. In today's episode, we dive into the wild world of satire with Hoshino's managed NAT gateway avoidance, explore the controversy surrounding Meta's content moderation lawsuits in Kenya, and discuss the impact of high textbook prices on piracy in academia. Join us to learn about these topics and more. Diving into the world of satire, a creative mind crafted Hoshino, a system that avoids the dreaded managed NAT gateway by leveraging Amazon S3 for sending IPv6 packets. This captivating tale follows the creator's journey through the process of developing this outlandish tool, as well as the humorous reactions it elicits from the creator's peers. Despite the high costs and absurdity of the endeavor, it does work, demonstrating the incredible adaptability and capabilities of cloud technologies. In the comments, users discussed various unconventional ways people have used existing tools, such as using a chat system for real-time message passing, utilizing a MySQL database as a message queue, and even considering email as a message queue. They explored the pros and cons of using databases, file systems, and alternative solutions for message queuing in different scenarios. Additionally, the discussion touched upon Postgres's async replication using while segment files and efficiency gains through out-of-band signaling and object lifecycle notifications. Overall, the conversation highlights the importance of being open-minded to unexpected tool usage and recognizing potential opportunities in the way users adapt tools to their needs. Meta finds itself entangled in a web of controversy as Kenyan courts address three lawsuits related to unfair labor practices and poor working conditions faced by social media content moderators. The suits involve allegations of union busting, insufficient mental health support, and wrongful termination from subcontracting companies like Sama and Majorel. Despite Meta's efforts to deflect blame, the arguments spotlight the company's struggle to manage content moderation on a global scale and the lack of support and resources provided to non-English speaking countries. In the comments, discussions focused on the working conditions and pay for content moderators, particularly those based in countries like Kenya. Participants debated the fairness of varying wages based on location and the impact of cost of living. Some argued that equalizing pay across locations could create economic issues, while others emphasized worker solidarity and the importance of ensuring fair compensation regardless of location. The role of outsourcing companies and the responsibility of Meta, as well as labor union organization, were also discussed. Commenters raised questions about the quality of evidence provided in the original post and the credibility of the source. In the realm of academia, high textbook prices drive students to embrace pirated copies, despite the legal consequences. Danish publishers' attempts at deterrence through lawsuits have proven futile, with a Rights Alliance study revealing over 50% of students find pirated textbook usage acceptable. Evidently, the legal status of piracy isn't enough to sway opinion, as most students would only switch to legal alternatives if prices were drastically reduced or better access to authorized digital libraries was provided. In the comments, there is a vivid discussion on the high cost of textbooks and the various ways students and professors have tried to handle the situation. The conversation starts with reminiscing about early 2000s hacker culture and the sharing of books on university networks before moving on to stories of professors advocating for their students' access to course materials. Mention is also made of the bundling of textbook costs into tuition fees, an idea that stirs up further debate. Users share their own experiences of expensive textbooks that were barely used, while others discuss the moral implications of universities requiring specific textbooks for classes. Overall, the main themes are the dissatisfaction with the high cost of textbooks, coping mechanisms and possible solutions, and the questionable ethics of some professors and institutions in this matter. Mm. Delving into the world of Apple's virtualization framework, one discovers the power of high-level APIs that enable the creation and management of virtual machines on both Apple Silicon and Intel-based Mac computers. This versatile framework provides the means to boot and run macOS or Linux-based operating systems in tailor-made environments, supporting the Virtio specification for various device types. Users can effortlessly set up a virtual machine, configure it, and interact with the guest operating system through a VZ virtual machine view, making for seamless operation and enhanced productivity. In the comments, users discussed the use of Apple Virtualization Framework, AVF, through software like vSephTool and UTM. They shared experiences with setting up x86 images using Rosetta support and the performance benefits of using AVF compared to other virtualization options. Some users also discussed the compatibility of AVF with different operating systems and its implementation within QEMU. Additionally, there were comments on the possible applications of AVF for cross-compiling languages like Rust and the potential for GPU pass-through or nested virtualization in future updates. Finally, users briefly digressed into a discussion on the mock kernel's role in virtualization and portability across different hardware platforms. A groundbreaking global study spanning 10 years reveals the incredible power of a once-daily pill, osimertinib, to dramatically reduce the risk of dying from lung cancer by 51%. The research, led by Yale University, presented at the American Society of Clinical Oncology's annual meeting in Chicago, showed that 88% of patients who took the pill after tumor removal were still alive after 5 years, compared to 78% of those treated with a placebo. With lung cancer accounting for 1.8 million deaths annually, experts now call for osimertinib to become the standard of care for the 25% of lung cancer patients with EGFR mutation. In the comments, there was a discussion on the efficacy of targeted cancer therapy, with some arguing for more generic approaches while others expressed hope for personalized treatments. Additionally, the challenges of cancer research, approval processes of drug treatments, and the role of the FDA were debated. Some commenters shared their personal experiences and the benefits they or their family members received from targeted cancer therapies. The importance of early detection and preventative measures, such as avoiding smoking and environmental factors, were also discussed. A wave of discontent sweeps across Reddit as popular subreddits plan a strike on June 12, 2023, to protest a recent policy change regarding the platform's API prices. The increase in cost threatens to eliminate various third-party apps, hindering both user experience and vital moderation tools, ultimately pushing communities to go dark or vanish completely. In the spirit of standing up against the change, users are encouraged to voice their concerns, spread the word, and participate in the blackout while maintaining a respectful and law-abiding stance. In the comments, various perspectives on the future of Reddit, its moderators, and the possibility of building alternatives were discussed. Some users argued that a few hundred powerful moderators have the potential to bring down Reddit quickly if they organized together. Others debated the role of moderators, suggesting that if they provide quality content, then they might not be easily replaceable. A few commenters shared their thoughts on new trends and possible alternatives like generative AI content, open protocols, and decentralized systems. Some users suggested that the Reddit alternative's primary issues would be hosting costs, moderation, and network effects. Finally, users highlighted the importance of community within Reddit, emphasizing that the value of the platform lies in its communities rather than its technology. In an age where remote work reigns supreme, Privacy International and UCL students reveal that Productivity Suite Office 365 contains intrusive features that allow employers to access employee communications and activities without their knowledge. The COVID-19 pandemic has prompted increased employee surveillance, with global demand for monitoring software skyrocketing, and a boom in the availability of online workspace platforms. Microsoft's Office 365 suite is among those offering such features, raising concerns about a lack of transparency and the potential misuse of employee data. In the comments, users discuss the pros and cons of workplace surveillance, regulations in different countries, and the concept of universal basic income. There is a debate on the differences in labor laws between the US and Europe, with various examples shared from Austria, Germany, and Spain. Participants highlight the importance of considering employee privacy and the balance between workers' rights and business efficiency. The potential impact of universal basic income is also extensively discussed, with arguments both for and against the idea. Overall, the conversation highlights differing opinions on the need for workplace surveillance, employees' rights, and societal support systems. The world's oceans have reached unprecedented high temperatures for 80 consecutive days. According to the NOAA Optimum Interpolation SST, OIST, dataset version 2.1. This captivating information comes from a gridded dataset that blends satellite, ship, and buoy observations to estimate SST anomalies based on a 1971 to 2000 climatology from NOAA. With interactive maps and area-weighted means of sea surface temperatures, the visuals provide an astonishing overview of the rising global ocean temperatures, highlighting the dynamic nature of these changes. In the comments, discussions revolved around the impact of climate change, the role of tradition and change, and the need for wealthy individuals and governments to take action. Some commenters highlighted the consequences of inaction on climate change, particularly on the working class and the environment, while others argued for a return to traditional values to maintain stability. The debate also touched on Germany's energy policy, the importance of renewable energies, and the pressing issue of climate change. Participants shared their perspectives on conservative voices and the need to find common ground for collective action. Additionally, the conversation delved into the potential pros and cons of nuclear power, the urgency of climate change, and the varying viewpoints on how to tackle this global issue. GitHub's private repositories briefly exposed their SH host key, shedding light on the undeniable importance of safeguarding sensitive information. Despite providing a seemingly secure platform, private repositories are not immune to unintentional exposure through misconfigured servers, phishing, or simply clicking the wrong button. To mitigate these risks, users can take action by keeping their .git directory private, enabling two-factor authentication, and auditing access controls, while being mindful to avoid storing sensitive information in repositories. In the comments, the main discussion points revolve around concerns over intellectual property, data privacy, and the use of GitHub data for training AI models like GPT. There's debate about Microsoft's reputation and the reputability of corporations in general, with some users sharing their experience and thoughts on Microsoft's past actions and strategies. Alternatives to GitHub are recommended by some users, questioning the safety of private repos on the platform. In addition, there are comments discussing the efficacy and ethics of software patents and copyright of code. Finally, there are recommendations for securing GitHub organization settings to protect against unintended access or sharing of code, as well as a discussion on the functionality of forking repos within an organization. The Raspberry Pi, an affordable and versatile computing tool, faced significant shortages since 2021 due to pandemic-induced supply chain issues. However, the Raspberry Pi Community Events newsletter predicts increased production in the coming months, with million unit months expected from July onwards, thanks to support from longtime partner Sony. This exciting news means that soon, makers and enthusiasts longing to create retro emulators, cheap PCs, and ad-blocking devices will once again find it easy to acquire the delightful and budget-friendly Raspberry Pi. In the comments, there were discussions about the Raspberry Pi supply shortages and its impact on various sectors, including education, business, and hobbyists. Some commenters questioned the Raspberry Pi Foundation's priorities and branding, while others defended its attempts to manage supply constraints during the pandemic. Many contributors shared their experiences with obtaining Raspberry Pi boards and suggested alternative sources or similar devices. Some users highlighted the unique benefits of Raspberry Pi's ecosystem, including its OS and documentation, and debated the importance of its competition. Overall, the discussion centered on the ongoing state of Raspberry Pi's supply and demand challenges and their effects on different stakeholders. Thank you for joining us today on the Hacker News Recap. We hope to see you again tomorrow. Have a great day until then.